One of the aspects of the story of the visitation that I love is that it reveals how Mary was not at all self-centered. She had just received the awesome news, the most awesome news that anyone could ever receive, that she was to become the mother of God. After receiving that awesome news, the first thing Mary did was rush to her cousin Elizabeth's home so Elizabeth could tell her good news, that she, who was thought to be sterile, was now in her sixth month. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months, yes, to help her, but also so that Elizabeth could tell her all that was going on in her mind and in her heart. Because Mary was not self-centered, she was a good listener for Elizabeth. Mary is a good listener for each of us as well. On my terrific days and on my terrible days, I can share my day with Mary. She is a good listener. It can be difficult not to be self-centered. It can be difficult to tame my ego. On this Feast of Our Blessed Mother, what I'm doing, and you might consider doing it also, I'm praying that I can tame my ego so that I can be much less self-centered, much more other-centered, so that I can be much more like Mary.